Can't respond.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday evening shiur for Parshas Emor. It's been our practice these last many, many years. We've had this Thursday night shiur in Halacha from the Sedra to devote our attention on the Shabbos or the Thursday night of Shabbos Parshas Emor to something relating to the mitzvah Siras HaOmer, which are, of course, in the middle of performing now. We're a little more than halfway through at this point. And that's, of course, because the mitzvah Siras HaOmer appears in Parshas Emor. And what I'd like to look tonight at is the question of mentioning the days and the weeks, as we do when we count the Omer. So the first source is the Pasuk here in Parshas Emor, Yikra Parakov Gimel. The Pasuk Tess, by the Rosh Hashanah and War, Pasuk Yud, Dabrel, when it's Omer Atalahem, Kiso Oel Aretz. When you come into land of Eretz Yisrael, right, Uksartim is Katsir, and you'll reap the crops, the harvest and everything. You have to bring the first of the harvests to the Kohen. And Pasuk Yudala, Vahinifes HaOmer, Lifnei Hashem, Litzonchem, Mimachros HaShabbos, Yudban HaKohen. You have to bring the first of the crops, an Omer's worth of barley, as the Pasuk Yud concludes by Vesem, is Omer, Reishis Kitzirchem, Chazal point out it was barley. So you have to bring an Omer is a measurement, an Omer's worth of barley had to be brought to the Kohen. And that's Mimachos HaShabbos. Rashi right away explains there in source two. Perkav Gimel Pasuk Yod, Mimachos HaShabbos. Mimachos Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. Doesn't mean Shabbos here. Saturday means the day after the first day of Pesach. In other words, the second day of Pesach. That's when you bring this offering called the Minchas HaOmer. A grain offering is a mincha. And that was brought on the second day of Pesach. Then a few psukim later, Pasuk Tezvav, back in source one, Perkav Gimel Pasuk Tezvav, Usfartam Lachem Mimachos HaShabbos. You begin counting on that same day, Mimachos HaShabbos. Rashi says again, in Pasuk Tezvav in source two, Mimachos HaShabbos, Mimachos Yomtiv, day after the first day of Yomtiv, second day of Pesach, you count, Miyom HaVeyachemes HaMar Tanufo, when you bring the carbon, Sheva Shabbos Tminus Tiena. Count 7 full weeks, Pasuk Tezayin, Ad Mimachos HaShabbos HaShvias, till the end of the 7th week. Tisparu Chamishim Yom, count 50 days, and then you bring another carbon on Shavuos, and the Torah goes on to talk about the Shtei Alechem, a carbon for Shavuos. Rashi explains, Tamimos Tiana, they have to be complete weeks, that's why the mitzvah is to count at night, the beginning of the halachic day, and Ad Mimachos HaShabbos HaShvias, Tisparu, below Ad Bichlal, up until, but not including, so it's 49 days, till the 50th day. So that's the principal formulation, the Chumash of the Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, mentioning to count 7 weeks and 50, or we understand it to mean 49 days. The Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is referenced in one other place in the Torah, and that's in Parshas Re'eh, source 3, Dvarim Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Tes, Shiva Shavuos Tisparach, you count 7 weeks, from the time you begin to cut the harvest, and so on, Toch Elisbor Shiva Shavuos. Okay, so that's the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Now, two things are mentioned in the Psukim here in Parshas Emor. One, counting Sheva Shabbosos, counting 7 weeks. That's what it says in Re'eh as well, Sheva Shabbos Yisparach, and also counting an X number of days, up until day 50. In other words, 49 days. So some of the details about the mitzvah Siras HaOmer are found in Maseches Menachos. Maseches Menachos, as the name suggests, deals with mincha offerings. Mincha is the category of offerings that come from grain, as opposed to animal or bird offerings. So you had grain offerings, and this was an offering that consisted of a barley offering, an Omer's worth of barley, so it's a carbon mincha. So since they're talking about the mincha of HaOmer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, they get into discussion of Sfiras HaOmer. And at the end of that discussion, it says the following in source 4, Menachos Daf Samach V'Alav Gufa Omer Abaye, Mitzvah L'mim Neyome or Mitzvah L'mim Neshue. You have to count the mitzvahs, to count the days and to count the weeks. Keep track of both the days and the weeks. Likewise, Rabbanan de Beravashi, Monu Yome or Monu Shua. The Rabbanan de Beravashi also held that way. They count the days and the weeks. However, Amemar, Monu Yome below Monu Shua. Amemar counted only the days and not the weeks. He did not reference the weeks. Why? Amar Zecher LaMikdashu. This mitzvah, as we call it, Zecher LaMikdash. It's a commemorative mitzvah to recall what used to be done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? So Rashi explains there in Menachos HaMavov and also source 5, Amemar Mani Yom V'Losh. Amar, Hai Minyona Dahashta, this mitzvah to count nowadays, Lav Chovahi, is not really an obligatory mitzvah in our Torah, the Haleka Omer. The reason would seem to be, if you look in the Psukim in our Sedra here in Emor, back in source 1, Aposik Tezvav, Usfartem Lachem, when do you begin counting? Mimachos HaShabbos, Miyom HaViachem is Omer HaTzufo, when you bring that carbon Omer. The carbon of the Omer, carbon Omer, is what kicks off the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So Rashi understands that Rav Amemar is saying that in the absence of a carbon omer today, so there's no mitzvah midoraisa of Sefiras Omer either. There was a linkage between the bringing of the carbon omer on the second day of Pesach and the mitzvah to count the omer beginning on the second day of Pesach. And without the carbon omer, there's no mitzvah of Sefiras Omer. That seems to be the position of Amemar, at least as Rashi understands, right? Now, Lekha Omer, so it's a Zecher LaMikdash B'Alma. It's just, we remember the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to count the Omer in a full way. But nowadays, we don't, because there's no Karban Omer. And the Pasuk links the Mitzvah Sira with the bringing of the Karban Omer. And therefore, it's only Drabbanan. It's a Zecher LaMikdash. And therefore, it's enough just to count the days. That's the position of Amei Martosis. There, Menachos HaMavom and Al Dirmasel Zecher LaMikdash explains that for that reason, many people follow this, near the Besufik Hashecha, when it's already after Shkia, but before nightfall, after sunset, before night, we call it twilight, right? Besufik Hashecha. It's already okay to count the Omer. Many shuls do that, right? They'll count right after the sunset, even though it's not dark out yet. That's a discussion a different time. We've spoken about that in past years. But anyway, Tosa says it's okay to count, even though it's not really nightfall yet, but really want to try and count as early as possible because of Tmimos. And he says, anyway, Ain't Sorkla Hamti and Shivanala came, which was Sekhar Drabbanan, right? There's a suffix with this night or day, the twilight time. So it's only Drabbanan anyway. The whole mitzvah is only Drabbanan anyway. So we don't have to be as stringent. And it's okay to count when it's already after sunset. Maybe it's not really fully night yet, but since it's only Din Drabbanan, so the suffix, whether that time slot is night or day, it's a Sekhar Drabbanan. So, and therefore, it's Sekhar Drabbanan Lakula, and it's okay ready to count at that time. Okay, so this is the position of Rashi and Tosus explaining the Shita of HaMemar, what they seem to follow, because Tosus applies this halacha l'maisa, and therefore it seems to be that this mitzvah, Sefiras Omer nowadays, is a Drabbanan in the category of a Zecher LaMikdash. In the back of the end of Psochim, the Baal Amor comments on the riff. So there's no riff in Maseches Menachos. The riff only wrote only on those Maseches which are halacha l'maisa. So there's no riff in the Menachos. But so the Baal Amor inserted his comment on the very last page of Psochim, because that's when Sefiras Omer starts, of course, on Pesach. So on Daf Chof Chav Amud Aleph, in the page of the Rif and Pesach, and the Baal Amor, and an interesting paragraph, an interesting passage. He asks a number of interesting questions, one of which is, of Sefiras Omer Yeshon Matam Ein Anu Omrim Bo Zman. Interesting question. How come on the first night of Sefiras Omer, second night of Pesach, when we begin counting Sefiras Omer, why don't we also recite the Brach of Zman? Zman is the Brach that we call Shechianu. So how come the first night of Hanukkah, we count, we light the candles and we make the brachas beforehand, including on the first night, the brach of Shechianu. Let's say the first time we take the Lulav HaNesek, we say Shechianu. Whenever you do a mitzvah you haven't done in a long while, you say Shechianu first. How come on the second night of Pesach, when we begin the mitzvah Sefiras Omer for the first time since last year, you don't say Shechianu? So about one of his other kashas, but then he continues. It's klalo shel davar ein lano lahachmir b'sfiras haomer she'eno ela zecher be'alma. The whole mitzvah Sefiras Omer anyway only is zecher. It's commemorative, and we don't have to be so stringent about it. And he quotes the Gemara as we saw in Menachos back in source 4, Sav Bov and Aleph. My Maimer says zecher lemikdash, and therefore avalatino zman ein lano to say shechiano. That's not necessary to say shechiano. The whole thing's only mitzvah drabanan anyway. That's one answer. And you may wonder, but you know, there are other mitzvahs of Rabbanu. We do say Shechianu on, but not on the Zecher LaMikdash. In fact, you can ask, why do we say Bracha altogether? But okay, but we're talking now about Shechianu. And then he gives a second reason. He says, another reason, we only say Shechianu on a mitzvah that we're excited, a cheerful mitzvah that we're excited to perform, right? And Sefiras HaOmer, precisely because it was linked to the Karban Omer, and therefore counting Sefiras HaOmer, we say Hayom such and such LaOmer or BaOmer, okay, reminds us of what Omer? There's no carbon. Reminds us there was no Beis HaMikdash. This mitzvah of all things reminds us that there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's like a slap in the face, sort of. So to say Shechianu, oh, now we're excited by doing a mitzvah that reminds us that there's no Beis HaMikdash, right? That's the last line I printed in the Baal Amor. This mitzvah is La'agmas Nafshenu. It causes us, you know, pain and suffering. The L'chorban Beis Maveyenu, the house of our desire, the Beis HaMikdash is gone. So therefore we don't say Shechianu. But again, the Baal Amor is clearly of the opinion that this mitzvah, again, like Amemar said, apparently he too is pasuk like Amemar, this mitzvah is Drabbanan, it's a Zecher LaMikdash. So that's how the Baal Amor says as well. The Ran, in his commentary on that same page in the Rif from Pesachim, Chof Ches, and Al-Kos, Baal Amor too, but he writes, 8. He says, most Mefarshim agree that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays, the Lekka Havav Elo Korban, you know, bring the Omer, the Korban Omer, Eina Elami the Rabbanan Ba'alma Zechel HaMikdash. Like HaMeimer said, that most Mefarshim assume that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is that with the absence of the Beis HaMikdash and the absence of the Korban Omer is only a Zechel HaMikdash. He quotes a Medrash Haggadah. When he says Haggadah, it doesn't mean Haggadah Pesach, it means Haggadah. There's an Haggadah that when the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim, Moshe already told them that in 50 days you're going to get the Torah at Har Sinai, and they were counting, they were eager to hear about it, they were counting and so on. So that indicates that, you know, maybe it wasn't related to the Korban because there was no Korban yet, but nonetheless, and therefore Bizman HaZesh Enu Korban LaOmer, right, we're counting towards Shavuos, right, like they did. But he says in the last line there of 8, Vadai derech medrash, that's a medrash, okay? And the ikra de milsa zech lemikdash b'ravah meimar. The nice medrash that they counted even the absence of the Korban Omer the very first year, they can't have made this rhyme. They were anticipating, because Moshe at the burning bush was already told, tavdunus elokim al harazeh, in Parsha Shmos, and there's an extra nun, tavdun, 50, right, a whole remez. So the medrash says they were counting already then, counting down to Kabbalah's HaTorah, which would imply it's not related to the Korban, but the Moran says at the end, but that's a medrash, a nice medrash, beautiful medrash, but sof kol sof, mikra din, it's linked to the pasuk that Meimar says, and therefore, that says, ain sira achshav ela midrabanan, sira nowadays is only midrabanan, the Moran can be added to those who hold that way as well, and he says, the only thing is he objects to Tosus' jump, Tosus, back in source 6 on some of but Aleph, Dir Masel, Zechel HaMikdash, jumped and said, therefore, you don't have to be so machped on this man. The Ram's not so convinced of that. He said, no, we should do it, you know, we should do it after nightfall. Okay. By the way, the Ram.
Can I ask a simple question? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Just a quick, simple question. According to Abaye, is he saying that it's not, is he saying that we'll it's the right? So we don't, I mean.
Hold the thought. Good point. Hold the thought.
That was always bothered me. I mean, yeah.
We're good. Let's see. We'll get to it. Ravina Rukhom, when we show him the Talmud of the Rosh, in what's called Tolos on Rechav and Nesiv, Hei Chelek Dalad. He also quotes from Rabbeinu Haigon. So it's an earlier sheet even, source 9. Das Rabbeinu Haigon Shekosov, Kisir Bizman Hazeh Midrabanan. And he also said it earlier, Haigon's earlier authority, he also said that Sir Bizman Hazeh Midrabanan, Ma'idna Lek Alo Habav Alo Korban, you know. And he said, of course, you know, we're counting down, we still do the mitzvah because we're looking forward to Shavuos and so on. But Sof Kol Sof, again, it's still a mitzvah, Midrabanan. The Karen Oro, the Achron, in his commentary on that Daf Menachos Samach Bav and Aleph Source 10, Divrei Masel Gemara B'Yom HaVi'achem, he says, "Umash mi pashto de shmeitz." The simple reading of the Gemara is, "Dizman sira hoya la achar ktsira b'shayu shayu kotzvin." It was only applied the time when they did the ktsira, the cutting of the barley crop, and subsequently bringing the carbon. Okay, im kain ein ktsira klal kamo bizman azet lekam chiyuv sira, and we passing like Amemar. Okay, and so on. However, he does say, and this Ruchem will get to your question, third line of 10, Avo Divya Rambam, we're going to see the Rambam soon, he does say that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer remains Doraisa today. Okay, he says, because Sfirilei Drabbanan Deber of Ashi and Abaye, Pligi Al HaMeimer, they disagree with HaMeimer. Okay, and okay, so we'll have to see what that is, but the Karanora hints at that. Then he says at the end, I look back in the opening psukim, right? When does this mitzvah seem to apply, right? I look back in source 1, pasuk parakom gimel pasuk yud, the second pasuk, taber b'nei yisrael v'atalahem ki savo el ha'aretz. This is the mitzvah that applies when you come into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and we have that medrash, but the mitzvah applies when you come into Eretz Yisrael because it says ki savo el ha'aretz. And he says, lo chayvad b'yasol el ha'aretz. And so it relates to the harvesting and it relates to the land, and therefore we don't have it today. So that is this group of Rishon. However, others disagree. In the Shiltas Dor Achai, here in Parshas Emor Shilta Kuf Zayin, quotes the Gemara, Abaye, like you referred to Rucham, Rabbayer said you count days and weeks. Rabbanan Dever Rashi said, and then he quotes HaMeimar, but then he says at the end, look at the last three words I printed there, the last Hilchus HaMasei. The Halacha is not like HaMeimar. Sounds like the Shiltas learns that in a Hanami, HaMeimar said, that mitzvah is only drabbanan today. It's a zechel mikdash. Therefore, we only have to count the days, not the weeks. Okay, but the Shilta says, but let's we don't pass like him. Okay, rather we pass like Abaye and the rabbanan deber of Ashi, who at least according to what the Shilta seems to presenting, seems to hold that there is Sira is not just a zechel mikdash. Sira remains a mitzvah today, right? And that's what it looks like the Shilta holds, and the Rambam holds, and the Rambam says that beforeish. The Rambam says Hilchos Tmidim Musaf and Perek Zayin Lachachov Beis 12 Mitzvah Sesei Lispor Sheva Shavas Tmidos from the day you bring the carbon Malacha Chavdalet. Mitzvah zu al kol ish misol b'chol makom b'chol zman. This mitzvah applies everywhere, not just in Eretz Yisrael, not just in Beis Hamikdash, and at all times in history. And it sounds like a deraisa. The Rambam holds that it remains deraisa. Nothing changed. Okay. The Sefer Achinoch, the full disclosure, the Girsa we have, in the edition of Sefer Achinoch, the whole question of the Girsa we have, or many of us have, and again, a more critical edition is discussed, or other Girsa also in the Achinoch, but the way the standard Sefer Achinoch has Mitzvah Shin Vav, the Mitzvah Siris Omer, writes in 13, Benoheges Mitzvah Siris Omer, Midoraisa Bechol Mokom, flies everywhere and so on. So he's, and it's not unusual for the Sefer Achinoch to align himself with the Rambam on many issues. So again, according to these Rishonim, and certainly the way the Karen Or presented it, and the way the Shulta seems to hold, that Enachanami, Amemar said it's Zeichel HaMikdash, good, and therefore it's only Dabana, but we don't pass like Amemar. So that'll answer your question so far, Yerucham, that no, the Abaye, and the way we're presenting now, Abaye, and the Rabban and the Be'er Ravashi, who say you count nowadays both the days and the weeks, because they hold the mitzvah remains Daraisa. Certainly the position of the Rambam, probably the Chinuch, the Shibullah Halakhet, Sim Reish Lamed Dalet, okay, one of Rishonim also, 14, he says, he raised an interesting, a different question, which the Balamor in that place also raised, okay? He says, we shouldn't make a brocha on the second night of, when we, the Balamor is, why do you make Shechiano? There's another question. Why do you make any brocha? Because a little bit funny, in Chutz Laretz, right, the second night, you're going to have a Seder, or you're going to eat matzah and morah with brochas and kiddush, the whole thing. But when you count the Omer, you're indicating that it's not Yontif anymore. It's the second night. It's Chol HaMoed. And that's just all it is. But here, so when it comes to Sukkot, the end of Sukkot, we have that compromise, right, with regard to the Sukkot. It maybe it's only the seventh day of Pesach, maybe it's the seventh day of Sukkot, Hashanah Rabbah, or maybe it's Rosh Shmini Atzeres. What do you do about Sukkot and Chutz Laretz? We sit in the Sukkot without a bracha, right? So it's not to slight, so to speak, Shmini Atzeres. It's a little funny. We're going to say it's Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres. It's a new Yontif, and now we're going to go sit in the Sukkot with a bracha, which means it's still Sukkot. So the Shmuel Aleket, the Balamor also has that kasha. I didn't print it, but it says the same passage in the end of Pesachim. So, but they ask, why do we do that? Okay, but I'm not interested now in that question. It's an interesting question. But he writes, Yesh Lomar, in the second line, Shekevan Shvirus Omer Min HaTorah, okay, because Shvirus Omer is so-called Sofas Min HaTorah, okay? So it's different, because, in other words, in Shmini Atzeres, we always want to protect the Torah mitzvah against the sake of the Omer, so to speak. So Shmini Atzeres, the Torah mitzvah is Shmini Atzeres. But the Rabbanan, you have to keep the second day of Yontif. So then we don't want to insult the, so to speak, the Raisa, so we sit in the Sukkot without a brocha. Here too, it's the other way around. Having the second Seder, okay, and the Matzah Mor and everything else in Kiddush, that's the Rabbanan. But the Seder is the mitzvah of the Raisa. So therefore, you make the brocha. Which, by the way, some people have the practice, and by some chassidim, you've probably seen it in your Haggadahs, that some people don't make the bracha Sfiras Omer until the very end of the back of the Haggadah. I remember some Haggadahs that I have print, I think right after Hallel, okay, right before Nisan, they have the Sfiras Omer. Why? It makes it less of a stira. You're done with the Seder already. But anyway, be that it may, that's what Shmuel is all saying, Sfiras Omer min HaTorah. Okay, and he writes a couple lines later, what do you mean, isn't Sfiras Omer connected to the carbon? No. It's not. It's not totally bibinyan abayis. Okay, it's a chovas haguf. Okay, and it applies everywhere. All right, it's not depending on the Beis Hamikdash. Probably what they'll learn is either pasuk says you begin counting from the day that you bring the carbon omer. Yeah, that's just telling you what day it is. Doesn't mean you have to bring the carbon omer. It doesn't mean there's a linkage between the mitzvah of bringing the carbon omer and counting Sfiras Omer. The Torah gives you a signpost. What day do you begin counting the Sfiras Omer? The day when you bring the carbon omer. And if you don't bring the carbon omer, okay, but there's still a mitzvah, it's still that day. Sometimes I make reference to the day. This is the day, I'll speak to you next, the day I'm driving in. Okay, it's my turn to drive the carpool. Okay, does that mean that I'm not going to talk to you? Let's say I switch to somebody. It's nothing to do. I'm just giving you a signpost. That's the day. Right, so that's how they learn. So that's how this group of Rishonim learned. The Orach Chaim, in his commentary here in Parshas Emor, Perkov Gimel Pasuk Tes Vav, source number 15, okay, says that the mitzvah really began, Me'ach Shav Kodem, that there was a mitzvah already given beforehand, okay, and it was even before there was a carbon omer, it was given beforehand. If the Haya Kiviachas, the mitzvah takes on a new meaning when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, but it exists without the Beis Hamikdash also. Same idea. So now we basically have a machlokas, okay, we have a machlokas. Rishonim, whether the Sfiras Omer is a deraisa today or to the Rabbanan. It could be that it's really a machlokas in the Gemara. That's certainly how the Ran learns there in 16. The Ran on that riff from Pesachim, Chof Chasmal, Dilma Sarikiechi. He quotes the Rambam, okay, And Mashmali, okay, look at the second line. Umashmali, says the Ran, the Sfirleza, the Rambam holds, the Amemar, the Lo Havi Mani Shua, who the Sfirleza, Zechel HaMikdash Ba'alma. It's only Amemar who said it to Zechel HaMikdash. Ulaficha Chayasofer Hayapolter Atzman Ashul. That's why I didn't count the weeks. Avol Inach Rabbanan, the other rabbis, so the Ran is addressing Yerucham, your actual issue, and he says openly, Avol Inach Rabbanan, the other rabbis, to have a money yom with the camel and kavasu, and that's what we pass like. Sirlo do is on his head, the right. So that's what the Rambam will hold. Okay? The Rambam will hold that the other rabbis disagree with our Meimar. That's the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. Hilchas Tvin was suffering Paragzal Chachavdal 17 says that as well. Okay? Mashakot Chomachozan, Da'as Rabbeinu, quoting the Rambam, referring to the Rambam, Sha'af Bismanazeh, he mitzvah min HaTorah. Okay, and he quotes that Rashi said it's not. Well, Amemar said it's not. Amemar said it's not an obligation today, and so on. But again, two lines on the bottom, or three lines on the bottom, the Kesef Mishnah, Mashma da Baye v'Rabashi. Okay, according to Rashi, okay, who said that it's a drabanan, Rashi would hold. That's important Kesef Mishnah. They would hold that that's not the point of disagreement. That's what the point of disagreement is. But according to Rashi and Tosas and these other authorities, would hold that it's a drabanan. That statement Zechel HaMikdash was not just on Meimar. Okay. They hold it. Okay. And they simply agree. Look at again around the Kesef Mishnah. Umashma da Abayi Rav Ashi Nami Sabri the Zechel HaMikdash Ba'amu Vafilo Hachi Mitzalim Nishu. They say you should count the weeks anyway. We'll have to see why. But it was according to other Rishon that there's no argument in the Gemara. Okay. According to the Rambam and others who say it is Doraisa, that's exactly the Machlokas in the Gemara between Abaya and Rabbanan de Be'er Ashi on one side and Amemar on the other side, and Amemar said it's a Zechel HaMikdash only Rabbanan. We don't pass like him. We pass like the other Rabbanan, and therefore it's a Daraisa. Those who hold, like the Balamor, and then Ran himself and others, who hold that it's a Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh, will argue that the other rabbis agreed that it's Rabbanan. Otherwise, you're a funny thing. Why would you follow Amemar and not the majority of Rabbanan? So that's what he says. But the Rambam holds. No, that's the Kesef Mishnah says, and he quotes the Ran saying the same thing. The Rambam holds it that that's the Machlokas, and the other Rabbanim hold that it's Doraisa. So that's the issue. Okay, now we'll have to come back to a couple of points to analyze this further. First, I printed in 18, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Britzker, Kedusha Agrach, and Menachos Samach Vav Bar Aleph. He's bothered a little bit, okay, by Taka, he says, why would the Rambam, he's analyzing that. Why would the Rambam Taka Paskin like Rabbanan de Be'er Ashi and not like Amemar? I thought because the majority, but it's not really true because one of the Klolim, She'ena B'Chole Halachas, Klolim seems to be Amemar. Maybe it's because he's later, Hilchos HaKabbas Royal, some reject that. Whatever it is, he's bothered that Taka, even if it's true that the Rambam holds a Machlokas, we should have passed like Amemar. So he says that basically, and furthermore, he raised an interesting question. That's not explained to you, it's not spelled out. Either way, the Rambam Soloveitchik said it over. He also said that, one second, even Bizman HaMikdash, let's say in a particular year, okay, for whatever the reason, they couldn't bring the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach. Bizman HaBayis. Something happened, there was a snowstorm, a freak, late spring snowstorm, whatever, something happened, and they couldn't have Omer to cut, there was no barley crop, the barley crop came in late, whatever happened. So for some reason, onus, they were not able to bring the Korban Omer that year in the Bizman HaMikdash. So does Reb Chaim mean to say that they wouldn't count Sirus HaOmer? Okay, sure they would. Okay, Sirus HaOmer, he says, really, Sirus HaOmer is not a din in bringing a Korban Omer, but rather in the chiyuv to bring a Korban Omer. It's a din in Reb Chaim's analysis. It's a din of the chiyuv Omer. And look what he writes: V'nira shebe'emes pasak ha'memar.
That's very similar to Shibbol HaLeket. That's the Shibbol HaLeket.
Yeah. Okay, but Reb Chaim analyzing, he says, Nira Shemesh Pasach HaMemer, that what? That Sfira does relate to the Korban Omer, okay? And as the Pasach seems to indicate, that it's connected to the Korban Omer. By the way, that's why the Rambam, notice, look back in, well, you can see in the Kesef Mishnah 17, you see it in the Rambam himself back in 12. Where does the Rambam bring these halachas? Hilchos Tmidin Umusafin, Korbanos. He brings the laws of Sfira HaOmer. Not that Hilchos Pesach, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, we might expect to find it, or Hilchos Yontif or something like that. No, he brings it in Hilchos Tvin himself. And see, he says it's related to the Korban, but he says it's related to the Chiyuv to bring a Korban. What then is the issue? So Chaim says as follows. How do we look at things today? There's no Beis HaMikdash. Does that mean because there's no more Kedusha, so therefore the Chiyuv's gone too? Or no? There's still a Chiyuv to bring the Korban Omer even today. happens to me, we can't do it because no Beis HaMikdash, no way to do it. But the mitzvah still applies. The mitzvah is one. So that's what Chaim says. It depends upon a famous dispute. I printed in source 19, Hilchos Beis HaMikdash, Perek Vav, okay? Perek Vav, Halacha Tezvav, okay? Where the Rambam says, you can really bring korbanos even without the Beis HaMikdash because the Kedusha is still there, okay? The Kedusha is still there. And why, in Halacha Tezvav, why is the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash still there today? Because it came about, look at the last line, the Vishakdushas HaMikdash Rishalayim Neashchina, Shchina ain't a betela. Shchina doesn't disappear. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael through conquest, it can be taken away. But the when you lose the conquest, right, when you lose. But the Kedusha of Rishalayim never disappears. So the Rambam is of the opinion that, guess what? There is a chiv to bring the Korban Omer, which is absolutely enforced even today. Tav Shin Pei Gimel. Just so happens that we can't do it. But the chiv is still there. And that may be the machlokas, and a Meimar will hold that there's not even a chiv anymore because he'll hold that the kedusha is gone, which other rishonim do hold. The Rambam, though, is following others who say no, the kedusha is still there. If the kedusha is still there, the chiv is still there. If the chiv is still there, the rice of the chiv is still there. Just we can't do it. We're stuck. There's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's still a chiv. So therefore, there's still a chiv. There's still a chiv. It's Sfiras Omer too. Right, so the Rambam is not denying, according to B'chaim's unique approach, the Rambam is not denying the linkage between the Korban Omer and the Mitzvah Sfiras Omer. Not like I said before, others seem to say that it just means it's telling you the day, it has nothing to do with the Korban. No, the Rambam can agree it's got to do with the Korban. Okay, it's a function of the Chiv to bring the Korban, which is still in place today. Just we can't do it because it's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's still a Chiv. So therefore, if there's still a Chiv to bring the Korban, then there's also a Chiv, Daraisa, Serious Omer. That's how he explains the Rambam. That's a different view. Okay, but it's worth understanding. Take a look in Source 20, the Chidua, in the Birka Yosef, in Archaim, some tough pay tests. There's a tremendous. Serious Omer is one of these very, very rich topics. There's a lot of literature on Serious Omer. There's only one simon in the Shulchan Aruch about it. Archaim, some tough pay tests. So he writes, it's Yukot Nalev. He writes, Das Rov Mefarshim, the Serious Omer, Bizmanazet, and Elam Dorbon. Due respect to the Rambam, most Mefarshim hold that it's Dorbonon, that it's a Zechel Amikdash, and so on. But he turns it around and says a different way. He says, it's really echoing what we said before, it's different than Reb Chaim. He says, third line of 20, but after Sharam Aroy Itmar Hosam, the money Yomi Yeshua, love me shum de pligele da memer be ikur de milsa, who sabri de serves homers on the rice. No, the Brikke Yosef says 100%, the other Rabbanim and the Gemara, they also agree it's a Zechel HaMikdash. But he doesn't say why, but they still hold. Then you have to count both the days in the week. Of course, then he quotes the Rambam. And he said, the Rambam learns, second line of that second paragraph, end of the first line of that second paragraph. Well, if he's there, Rabbana de Beravashi, the money Yom Yeshua, plague Yala Meimar. No, the Rambam learned they disagree with that Meimar and they hold the rights. Again, that's not like a primary. That's what we learned before. That's the Birka Yosef. He's a Diak, that Omar, Zechel HaMikdash, only on Meimar said it's Zechel HaMikdash and so on. Anyway, so that's the Chidor. But now the question is, so one second, if that's the correct approach, so now we have to ask ourselves, if we're going to insist, like the Chidor said and already saw it in the Kesem Mishnah and the Ran, that would seem to say that there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Is the Mitzvah Sfiras Omer linked to the bring of the Korban Omer? Therefore, since today there's no Korban Omer, we'll learn not like Reb Chaim. It's only a Zechel HaMikdash, and that'll be the position of Meimar, and the others will say, no, there's still... They're going to agree. I'll say again. Is it a machlokas with the rice of the rabbanon? Is it linked to the korban or not? That's the way some learn. But one second. You learn like the Balamor and like the, what else do we say, the Ran and other Rishonim. Okay. So one second. So if they all agree, like the Chidor just said, if they all agree, the Abaye and the Rabbanon, the Rashi, not like we said in the Rambam, they agree it's a Zechel HaMikdash. They agree it's only the rabbanon. So one second. So why don't they hold like Amemar? And more importantly, let's say the Balamor and the other Rishonim and the Birka Yosef says in 20, Das Rov Mefarshim. The Ran also said, Rov Mefarshim, hold it to the Rabbanon. So if Rov Mefarshim hold that way, so how come Take, you have to count both the days and the weeks? We should follow Amemar all the way. Just count the days and finish. You hear the Kasha. No, it's according to that way of learning that the other Rishonim, the other Amoraim, Abaye and Rabbanon de Beravashi, they Take hold that the mitzvah today is only the Rabbanan, Zechel HaMikdash. They agree. So how come they hold You don't have to count both. You have to count both the days and the weeks. And how come those Rishonim who Paskin Zecher Lamikdash only Darbanan Sataka? How come they don't fall like Amemar? So guess what? Look at that. You understand the kasha? Am I clear on the kasha? So the Balamor says over there in Pesachim Chav Chesed Al 21. Guess what? The Afal Pi Shanu Moni Yom Ushuas Minag Hu Biyadenu. The Balamor says, you know, you're right. Ena Chanami Meikar Din. The mitzvah is only to count the days. It's not such a big tircha. It takes an extra 4 seconds. So therefore, customarily we mention the days also. But the Balamor will insist. Okay, Lashitaso. The Balamor says. He holds it's only a Durabon, it's a Zecher Lamikdash, and therefore really only have to count the days and not the weeks, like Amemar all the way. Why do we count the weeks also? A minig Yisrael. Others give a different answer. The Bir HaGro, the Vilna Gaon, there in our Chaim Sim Tov Pei Tesiv Dalad, writes, Afal Gav da Amemar Sula Shad Rabbanon, okay? And you could argue, like he says both, again, the Gro is very brief, but he says, you could argue that the other Rabbanim in the Gemara, the other Amoraim disagree and holds it to Raisa, but Tosas clearly didn't hold that way, okay? He says, you know why? Because Afshu with Rabbanon, we call Mokom, call the Tikkun Rabbanon. We have a rule, when the Rabbanon made a mitzvah, they modeled it to the greatest extent possible after the Raisa. And that's how the Rabbi Latanya, the Alter Rebbe, the first Rabbanish Rebbe says in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Tov Pei Tesiv Beis, source 22. He also says, "Masha Tiknu Chachamim Tiknu Kein Shul Torah Ve'Ein Chilik Benem." In other words, Ein Achanami, the Rabbaye and Rabbanan the Beravashi agree. Yes, it's the Rabbanan today. Yes, it's a Zechel Mikdash. But when the Rabbanan institute a mitzvah, they institute to do it the way they used to do it. The Torah went into the Raisa. Okay, and that's the Gemara in many places. But I quote from Pesachim Lamed Amud Beis. I think it's the first time period, 25, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. So why do we count the day? Not like the Balamor said, in a Chanami, you don't have to. You don't really have to count the weeks. We only do it as it's customary to do it. Okay, because that's the big Tircha. But these are Chon, the Bir Agro, and the Shulchan Arav, and the Shaar Tzion, and the Mishabur, and the Tov Pei Tesiv, Kotten Tesiv, those tests in the Shaar Tzion, they all say that in a Chanami, it's only the Rabbanon, but we count both the days and the weeks. Not like Amemar, because called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. They modeled the Din Darabanan after the Din Daraisa, so we count everything. That's that approach. There's a very different approach that Rav's uncle, and Rav himself said something similar, okay, and it took a different approach, okay. He had a different approach to this question. So far, we have two answers. Okay, if you hold that it's only Darabanan and Zecher Lamikdash, how come Taka we count both the days and the weeks, right? Amemar said, if it's Zecher Lamikdash, only count the days. So the Balamor answered, you're right. Really only have to count the days, but okay, it's customary. It's not such a big deal. And the others say no, because they simply instituted that way to model it after the Raisa. Rebelva Salvation has a different thing. He says, Benira, 26, there in Menachos Tam Vav and Aleph, his commentary, the Chidush HaGriz. Benira, the Ein Zeh Takana Shetikna Bona Mitzvah Sira Zman Zeh, Kemo Shehoi Achiv in the Raisa Bizman HaMikdash. He says, no. Okay, he says, they did not institute this to model itself after the way they did it in the Beis HaMikdash. Because then, Taka, we should really have to count, both the days and the weeks, okay? And you'd have to mention the days also, according to everybody, okay? According to Amemar, Ela Dezeh Takana, Sheyiyeh Zecher LaMikdash. They made a Takana that we should remember the Mikdash, okay? But it was a Takana, Derbanam Yuchedes, Zecher LaMikdash, and that's why it's enough to say the days. In other words, it wasn't. Not Kelder Tikkun, the Kelder Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. This was a different type. In other words, the way the Rav explained it, he said, what motivated the Rabbanon to make this Takana was the idea of Zecher LaMikdash. But the formulation was not necessarily to replicate what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Here, sometimes we make a Zecher LaMikdash and we replicate what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. But here is what the Rebbe is saying, and that's what the Rebbe said also. I don't know if he's saying his uncle's name, but he said it the way I heard it. It's printed up from a Shechter in the second sefer from Pnine Harav. There's a whole kuntras in Sfiras Omer and different issues in the Rebbe in Sfiras Omer. So this is one of them. They touched on what the Rebbe said here. So that what the Rebbe said, what motivated them was Zecher LaMikdash, but it was not instituted as a Zecher LaMikdash per se. Okay? So that'll give it a different answer to that question. And he says, we find such a similar thing by Lulav. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but he says, you know, by Lulav and Esther, according to the Torah, you don't have to take it the first day, right? You don't have to take Lulav the first day of Sukkot. Not the whole week. Only the Beis HaMikdash had to take it the whole week. why do we take Lubin Esrog all week of Sukkot? Zecher Lamikdash. Sukkot you have to sit in, that's the rice, you have to sit in the whole week. But Lubin Esrog is only first day, Lakakhtam Lachem, by Yom HaRishon, also in our Seder, right? Then the parish that works. Lakakhtam Lachem, by Yom HaRishon. So you only have to take Lubin Esrog on the first day of Sukkot, the rice. The rest of the week, it's only the Rabbanon. Why? The Zecher Lamikdash. We'll see the Gemara in a second, at the Mishnah. The Zecher Lamikdash. So Biskarov says, you know something? It was modeled. It wasn't really designed to do exactly what they did. And that's why certain psulim, certain disqualifications that apply on the first day of Sukkot don't apply the rest of the week. For example, the rest of the week, you can use a borrowed esrog. You can't do the first day. Or certain psulim, the pitum falls off various other psulim. So that's what he said, the same thing over here. Okay? And, yeah. So that's the basic idea of the Brisker Rav. And he said, that's another reason why we don't make a Shechiyano. Okay? Because we're not doing the same mitzvah. We're doing a mitzvah. That's what the Baal HaMoreh says meant. That we're sad, right? It's a Zeichel HaMikdash. The question why I make a bracha altogether, let's say by Korech, okay, at the Pesach Seder. We say Zeichel HaMikdash Kilo. There's no Shechianu, not even any bracha. So that's what he's playing. It's a mitzvah chadosha, so to speak. Then the end he quotes, without attributing, he says like his father, Rav Chaim said. Okay. The Rav said a little differently. Similar, but a little bit differently. To answer this question, but again, it comes to, so now we have another teretz. The Brisker Rav says, you know why? Enochanami, Abaye, and Rabban and Rashi agree that it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. I say, so how come they say it's a Zeichel HaMikdash means to do what? To do what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. And Amemar said, no, it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. It's just a brand new mitzvah. And well, the way they formulated the mitzvah is just to count the days. It's not that you have to replicate what they did. That's the Brisker Rav's answer. The Rav gave a different answer. He said there are two different types, similar but a little nuance of a difference. There's two different types of Zeichel HaMikdash. Okay, there is a Mishnah in Sukkah, Mem Aleph Bet Aleph, talks about Sukkah, right? A lulav. Right, the beginning originally they took the lulav and esrog only the first day, the mikdash rather all 7 days, but outside the mikdash 1 day, right? Only the first day. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, his going to be Echad and Zakkai, she'aluv nitam, nitam, medina shiva, zeichel HaMikdash. That's a mission, Sukkah, Mem, Aleph, Amid, Aleph. And Rashi explains, they have a drasha, because it says in the Pasuk, Usmachtam lifnei Hashem al-Kechem, I should have printed the Pasuk, it's in this week's Seder, but it says, Usmachtam lifnei Hashem al-Kechem, Shivas Yomim, that's when you lifnei Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, 7 days, but Begvul and anywhere else, the Medina, and the Rashi says the Medina includes Yerushalayim, the Rambam disagrees, fine, but it's only 1 day. And the rest is the Zeichel HaMikdash. That's what we do today. So comes the Gemara there in Sukkah, Mem Aleph, Mem Aleph, 29, and asks, where do we get this idea you have to make a Zeichel HaMikdash? Where does it come from? Who says there's a concept of Zeichel HaMikdash? Then he sourced, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, Yirmiyahu Paraklam and Pasuk, Yudzayin, 30, Kiala Arucha, the end of the Pasuk, Tzion hi Doresh Einlo. Tzion, that's Yerushalayim, nobody is looking after, nobody cares about it, nobody's calling. Yirmiyahu was the Navi who witnessed the Churban Bayis Rishon, right? And he says, Churban, Tzion, he Doresh Ein Lo. So the Gemara ends there in Sukkah, Mem Aleph, 29, says, Doresh Ein Lo Mikhlal, the boy Drisha. The hint, do things to remember Yerushalayim, do things to remember the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the hint of making a Zeichel HaMikdash. Okay. Then the Rav said, but there is a Gemara in Bava Basra, Samech Amud Aleph, 31. The Gemara says a bunch of different things. Okay, someone just raised a question. Say that we don't point to Zohar. Why not the same concern here? Interesting question. But that's because of Kodshim Bachutz. You know, it's a Kodshim question. It's an interesting question. Okay. But anyway, there's a Gemara Bava Basra the Rav points to. Okay, Samech Amud Aleph, which says certain things. We know these things. When you plaster your house, you should leave a certain section unplastered. Right? When you celebrate, leave a certain part of the celebration out. Where does that come? And like at the end, it says, Ephraim Makla Shibarosh HaKasana. We put ashes on the head of a chosan, right? The chosan kala get married. Where does that come from? So I would say, why not quote the same pasuk? Tzion hidor shena. Don't quote that pasuk. Quotes a different pasuk. Shemar, as we all know, Yemesh kachek Yerushalayim, right? From Tilim Per Kuflam at Kuflam and Zayin, Sukkim Hay and Vav, Yemesh kachek Yerushalayim, Tish Chaminim, Tidbak, Lashon Lechiki, etc. Right? That's the source. And the Rashbam writes, that's the source for all those things in that Gemara. So it's essentially two different psukim. Right, one pasuk in Sukkah, Tzion hi, right, Doresh Ein Lo, and the other one, Imesh Kachek Yerushalayim. Both psukim would work for both. But the Rav highlighted that it's because he's trying to tell you that two, like we said before, there are two different types of Zeichel HaMikdash. One is to remember what the Beis HaMikdash was, to replicate what they did, and the other would be more aptly called the Zeichel HaChurban. To dafka do something not that way. to leave something out, to leave something missing, to highlight the fact that we're on the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, maybe that's, we don't point to this well. We leave something out. Okay. And the Rav said that's a Pusik and Eicha, Perak Aleph, Pusik Zayin and Eicha. Zocha Yerushalayim Yimei Anya Umudea Kol Machmadea V'shahomi Kemei Kedem. Ibn Ezra in that Pusik says, what do you mean Zocha Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim remembers its days of affliction. It says, Kimo Ki Sheshes Yom Asa Hashem. They created the world. It means Bisheshes Yomim. So here too, it means Zocha. You read the Pusik, Zocha Yerushalayim Bimei Anya Umudea. Yerushalayim remembers in its time of suffering, oh, all the glory that was in the days of old. Right? But the Rav said a little differently. He says, no, maybe what the Pasuk means is two things to remember about Yerushalayim. Yimei on Yom Rudeh, the suffering, and Kol Machmedeh, the glory. Okay, they're two different things. Okay, and therefore the Zecher LeMikdash sometimes means that we should remember Yerushalayim in its height of glory and redo things, replicate things the way they used to do it then. Okay, that's Zecher. Okay, and there's another type of Zecher, you know, Daf can leave something out. So the Rav suggested maybe that's the Machlokas Amoraim. The Amoraim, Rabbana Abaye and Rabbana the Beravashi, and Amemar argue about what type of Zeich HaMikdash is this. Amemar holds it's a Zeich HaMikdash. It's not like we thought before. He says, well, it's not such a mitzvah so much today, the way Rashi said. It's not such a big obligation today, so we only have to count the weeks. You don't have to bother counting the days. And we don't have to count the days. We don't have to count the days and the weeks. That's how we instinctively learn the Gemara, right? A Maimar says it's Zeich HaMikdash, so it's enough to good enough to count the days. The Rav said, no. A Maimar is saying Dafka. We Dafka don't want to do this mitzvah the way they did it. Okay, so that's what a Maimar means. We Dafka count only the days and not the weeks, because this is the type of Zeich HaMikdash. We want to omit something to highlight that we're not doing the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. Right? You follow? It's not that, oh, we don't count the weeks because, why bother? It's only Darbon anyway. No. The Rav said, Amemar was saying, it's a Zeicher LeMikdash, therefore we Taka shouldn't count the weeks because we want to do, he holds it's this type of Zeicher, to remember something in a way by omitting and showing that we're lacking something. Whereas Abaye and Abaye and Rashi will say, no, it's a regular Zeicher LeMikdash, so we should do it the same way they did. So that's the Machlokas. So therefore, in Hanami, all these Rishonim can paskin. That's Taka Zeich HaMikdash, Taka the Rabbanon, Zeich HaMikdash, but they'll say it's the first type of Zeich HaMikdash, and therefore, they won't go with HaMemar and say, Taka, you only have to count the days. No, you count the days and the weeks. It's that type of Zeich HaMikdash. Like with Korich, Zeich HaMikdash Kehillel, right? You know, to do what he did, do exactly the way he did it. So that's what the Rav suggested, the Machlokas, and, you know, I think a creative interpretation. Okay? Yeah. So that's the that's the way he learned it. So one other Ha'ara, just to before going to the last points, the Sasemis, there in Menachos Tamach Vom and Aleph, says, I don't understand. Okay, he didn't know the Rav's answer, but he raised the question. Timihani, Yomasa Shom Begwara Meimar, right? So Sasemis, Menachos Tamach Vom and Aleph, 37. He says, Timihani, the Lomatsino Kazed, the Mabekach the Zech Lamikdash, Yilama Lona Sibish Lemus, Kemosha Sibish Manamikdash. Again, he didn't, the Rav answered that. Sasemis, though, asked the Kasha, what kind of business is this? We should do it incomplete, because so what? Do it the way they did it, with the right? So the Rav answered, because a different type of Zeich HaMikdash. That's his answer. So Sasemis doesn't say that. Okay, so Sasemis gives a different terrace. Here he's really raising this, I should have put this on Sasemis earlier, but it doesn't matter. So Sasemis really raising the same question. What kind of svar is that on Meimar? Nah, it's only a Zeich HaMikdash anyway, so just count the days. What do you mean? So what? So it's only Zeich HaMikdash. Still, why not do it that way? Again, so the Rav answered, because it's a different type of Zeich HaMikdash. We dafka want to highlight that we can't do it the fullest way. But the Sasemis answers a different point. He says, you know, if we look in Parshas Re'eh, back in source number three, where we have Sirius Omer mentioned, there in Parshas Re'eh, it mentions we count 7 days, right, till Shavuos. And there it doesn't say anything about the Korban Omer. It doesn't say anything about the Korban Omer. It's only here in Emor, where it links it to the Omer. So Sasemis suggests Mashma, the mitzvah zirazu hilator chag haShavuos, right? And we even call it chag haShavuos. We count the weeks. Why? Because that's counting to Shavuos. That's the emphasis. Haraya in Parshas Re'eh, where it says Shiva Shavuos Tisporloch, doesn't mention anything about the Korban Omer. It's an independent thing to count the weeks. It's only in Parshas Emor, where it mentions Biyom Aviyachem and it links it to the Omer. Therefore, Lachen Yeshlomar, the Hani Beis mitzvahs Siras Hayomim. The counting of the days, that's what is linked to the Korban Omer here in Parshas Emor. But the counting of the weeks, has to do with the Yom Tov Shavuos, nothing to do with the Korban Omer. And therefore he says, Amemar holds, well, 1 second, okay? You don't make a Zeichel HaMikdash when there's something that still applies today. You know why Amemar says leave out weeks, count only the days? Because this whole mitzvah is a Zeichel HaMikdash. Well, what's a Zeichel HaMikdash? The Zeichel HaMikdash is on the part of the mitzvah that's only applicable, okay, only applicable in the time of the Mikdash, and that's counting the days, because that's what's linked to the Korban, okay? That's the only thing linked to the Korban. The counting of weeks is not linked to the Korban. And then the Sfasema says, so you'll ask me, so 1 second. So why do we count the weeks altogether? Ain lahak shows. So Adaraba, the Dorais should be Dorisa today. He says, no, because, again, it may not be linked to the Korban Omer, but it's linked in Emor, in Re'e, rather, to the Ktsiras Omer, the cutting of the crop. That kind of weakens the argument a little bit, but that's what he says. But then he says, notes that the Rabbi Rucham says the other way around. And here's Rabbi Rucham, I quoted Rabbi Rucham before, again, a Talmud of the Rosh, that same piece, told us on Rechava Nasiv, hey, Chalagal, 38. He said, near Alon, I think like this. He says, you know, if you look in the Psukim and Emor, he doesn't really deal so much with the Psukim in Re'e, he starts with it, but if you look in Emor, which Pasuk has the Korban Omer mentioned? You can look back at source one. Which Pasuk mentions the Korban Omer? Pasuk Tezvah, Musfartim Lachem Rochel Shabbos, Miyom Avichem Ezra Turuos, Sheva Shabbosos, Kamimus Tiana. Counting weeks. The other Pasuk, which says Tisbuch Hamishim Yom, does not mention Korban Omer. So the Rina Rucham posits as follows. Listen to this. He says, really, there are two different mitzvahs. Two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah to count days, one mitzvah to count weeks. Second line. Sfiras Hayomim lo ksiv gabe Omer. Nimtza the Sfiras Hayomim hu min haTorah filu bizman hazeh. He says the other way around. He says counting the days, the pasuk Tisbu Hamishim Yom, does not link to the Korban Omer. So that remains the Oraisa today. It's only the counting of the weeks that's the Rabbanon. So it's just an interesting. That's what the Zeichel HaMikdash. Okay, and he says that's why we. He says that was kind of middle position. We had some Rishonim say the mitzvah today is Darbonon. Other Rishonim say the mitzvah today is Daraisa. So we analyze it. In Rucham has a middle position. He says, counting the days, that's Daraisa even today. Because the days are not mentioned in the connection with the Korban Omer. Counting the weeks, that's the Zeichel HaMikdash. Okay? And something with Zeichel HaMikdash, Taka, we don't make a bracha. Looks like by Korach. We don't make a bracha on Korach. Or by the Arava, the seventh day of Sukkot, we don't make a bracha. Okay? So he says, Amemar said, yeah, count the days, because that's the Doraisa even today. Okay? All right, it's interesting approach. But anyway, that's Rabbi Rucham kind of like a middle position. Now, just with that in the back of our heads, now we can look at the question, so what exactly is the tzura, the format of this mitzvah? We all know what it is because we do it, but you look at the Rishonim, it's not so clear. The same Balamor, there in Pesachim Chav Ches Van Aleph, writes in 39, Hamakom, at the very end of that piece, he writes, Hamakomos shenagu shelo limnos suos b'chol yom v'yom ad melos hashavua b'chol shavua shavua hu aminig ayofe. The proper thing, says the Balamor, is you don't have to mention the weeks other than at the end of the week. When you've completed a week, day 7, 14, 21, 28, that's when you mention the weeks. You don't have to. He holds the whole thing is only drabanan, okay, nowadays. And what's the tzura of the mitzvah today? He said there's no reason to mention days every day. So he wouldn't say today is 4 weeks and 2 days or whatever. You don't have to mention the weeks. The weeks are mentioned at the end of the week. When you finish 7, now I have a week. When I finish 14, I have 2 weeks. You know, right? The last night, this was 28, right? So we finished. Now then, say the weeks. That's a sheet of the Balamor. You hear? There's no need to mention on day 23. This is 3 weeks and 2 days. It's silly. Just mention day 23, and that's it. The end of the week, you mention the week. The Mordechai in Megillah quotes from the Rav Yoh. I printed Rav Yoh Chelik Beis Sochem Tuf Kuf Chavav. He quotes at the end. The second part first, last couple of lines. But Chuvas Hagon Motzer Rav Yoh. He quotes one of the Gonim. The Shavua Lo Tzorch Leminne Ad Sofa Shavua. When you get to 7:14 and so on, that is like the Balamor. Okay, and that's indeed what the Rav Yoh says. The last three lines of 41. But Chuvas Matzosi, that's like the Balamor. But the first part of the Mordechai quoting the Rav Yoh, where you can look at the Rav Yoh either way. Okay, it's in the Tov Kuf Chavav. The Mordechai's Rem is Tov Gimel in Megillah, second paragraph of Megillah. he writes as follows. He quotes Rabbi Ephraim with almost the exact opposite shita. But Ephraim says, look at the second line of 40, Mitzvah l'mimne yomei, you only have to count the days up until the first week. You don't have any week yet, right? So you take 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, when you get up to the end of the first week, that's when you count the days. But the rest of the time, you only have to say, today is day 9. You don't say today is day 9. You say, today is 1 week and 2 days. I mean, almost the opposite of the Balamor. You follow? You hear what he says again, the Balamor, so you don't have to mention the weeks other than at the end of each week, 7, 14, 21, etc. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, you know, you don't have the whole duration of Sfira, you don't have to mention the days at all. The first week you have to mention the days, you don't have any weeks yet. Once you've hit the week mark, okay, then you don't have to mention what day number 26 or day number 37. You don't have to mention that. You mention what week it is. It's Shavuot, Tzachlaskim, Imkulon. So that what's Machlokas about? The Balamor apparently holds that the main thing is counting days, okay? Is counting days. And therefore, a week, like Amemar said, really, okay? And a week, you know, is when you hit 7 days, all right? So at the end of the week, you have to mention what day it is. But the rest of the time, you don't have to, all right? Because you know, you don't have to mention anything about the weeks. You just say, today's day 23, today's day 36. That's it. Rabbi Ephraim holds the Iker is to count the weeks, okay? In other words, the Iker is to count the weeks. So up until the first week, you have to count the days. Once you've hit the week, so I'm not interested in what day it is altogether. It's day number 32. Who cares? It's ideas to get to the week. The idea is to reach the week, so to speak. The whole idea is a goal. Like we say, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, right? To count to the Sira. Today is 3 weeks and 2 days. Today is 4 weeks and 3 days. Or whatever it is, that's the Iker. So that's the Machlokas. You follow? So that's really two different shitas, the Balamor and Ephraim, how you count. The Ran on the Rif fundamentally agrees, okay, with the Balamor, but he says, nevertheless, we're machmer to count both the days and the weeks, but it don't really have to. He seems that really don't have to do it. Just Tashrum called Shavuot Shavuot. So this is a Machlokas. Of course, the third shita is the one that we follow. We don't do either of those two things. Right, we count the days and the weeks the whole time, not just in day 7, 14, 21, etc. And we mention not only how it's 3 weeks and 2 days, but rather we mention the day also. So that's based on the Rambam. Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah says a Kuf Samach Aleph. Okay, the Rambam 43 mentions this is the Mitzvah here. So he talks about it, and he said, really, why does he insist he count both the days and the weeks all the time? Because one Mitzvah, not two different Mitzvahs. There's one Mitzvah, Sir Salmi, and that Mitzvah includes counting the days and the weeks, so we keep track of everything. It's day number 31, which is 4 weeks and 3 days, whatever it is, okay? Because days and weeks is one big mitzvah, and so we have accommodation platters. That's the third sheet. That's what we follow, okay? Balamor says you only mention the weeks at the end of the week. The Rabbi Ephraim says you only mention the days the first week. Other than that, you just refer to how many weeks and how many days it is. But the Rambam holds, and that's what we follow, okay, is that no, you mention the days and weeks. It's all one big mitzvah. As a side point, the Rambam holds, how do I know it's one mitzvah? He says, because it was two mitzvahs, it'd be two different brachas. Okay, one on days, one on weeks. Now that's, therefore, obviously, it's only one mitzvah. Well, I don't know, okay, because the people raise the question. The Rambam himself sometimes holds that there are, you can have two different mitzvahs, only one bracha. That's the Rambam shita by tefillin. Tefillin shayat, tefillin shoros, two different mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, but they only make one bracha.
So there's no, not going to be if you forgot to count the weeks and you just counted the days also.
We'll get that in a second. We'll get in a second line. But this kasha is, so some people hold the Rambam must have been chozer from what he wrote here. It doesn't fit in with the shita. So my son told me at Teretz that he thought maybe what the Rambam means is not that we ever count two brachas. There'd be different bracha at the end of the week. Right? If it were a different mitzvah to count the weeks, it'd be a different bracha at the end of the week. Not that we count two brachas each night. Okay, something to think about. Anyway, Rabbeinu Bachya in Parshas Re, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Tes, says the Shita of Balamor, and he says the end, the other Shita, doesn't attribute to the Rambam, he says, Zedas HaChocham Rabbam Ben Ezra. That's also Ibn Ezra's opinion. See, Ibn Ezra holds, the Rambam holds, and Rabbeinu Bachya agrees, the Rosh and the Tshuva Chachov Dalad Simon Yud Gimel, he says, Mitzvah, Nogu B'chol, Tfutzos HaGolos, every Jew, everywhere counts both the days and the weeks. Okay, below Shamanu Adam Shi'ir B'davar said no one else says otherwise except the Balamor and then was in the Torah, and that's the Shita that we hold in Shulchan Aruch Simtov Pei Tesiv Aleph 46, second line there. So far Yomim Ashuas, we count days and weeks. Kate said he spells it out. And Bahamarishon Omer Yomim Echad Ad Shemigil Shiva then you say it's Shiva 7 days, which is 1 week, and then 8 days, say 8 days, which is 1 week and 1 day, etc., the way we're familiar with. So now Yeruchan, the Mogan Avram, raises the question. Says, nearly, what if a guy made a mistake? He only counted the day. Say, tonight is 17. And then he got distracted. His phone rang and then something dropped. They never finished it off. Right? He only mentioned the days. Says the Mogan Avram, appears to me, ain't so chalapso. He's done it. Doesn't have to. Okay? Because after all, there's some law, that's all you have to do is mention a date. Right? That's the Balamor. Okay? Balamor says all you have to do is mention the days. You don't have to mention the weeks, the end of the week anyway. So therefore, if I just said a day, I'm Yotze. And at the end, the Balamor, the Mogan Avram ends, Vimana Shuas Levad Nami Yotze. I think if you just mentioned the weeks, also Yotze. Okay? You didn't mention a number. Well, according to Rabbi Fry, you don't have to mention a number anyway. It's only a matter of weeks. Although he said at the end of the week you do, so we'll see. But that's the Mogan Avram. The Prima got him on the Mogan Avram. Eish Avram is doing tough pay testing. Gotten Dalit says it's true. You don't have to go back and count with a bracha, but if you realize later what happened, you should say the full thing without the bracha. If I realized it was day 19 or whatever, so I said today's the 19th, and then something happened. There was an emergency. I never finished a sentence. I got distracted, and now later on, I said, you know, I realized I never finished. So you should do it just without a bracha. The Chok Yaakov on the page of Shulchan Aruch, Gotten Ches 49, the Chok Yaakov. Says, quotes the Mogan Avram, and he mentioned, like, when Avram talked to him, you don't mention a number, Yotze, but not at the end of the week. At the end of the week, you have to mention both. That's what everybody seems to say. Chok Yaakov says that at the end of the week, it wouldn't work. Okay? So that's, he qualifies the Mogan Avram saying, you just mentioned the week, so Yotze, and that's during the week, but not at the end of the week. He quotes his brother-in-law, the Eli Rabba, okay? In the Yezuta, he says, short of the on the Lavush, so tough pay test of cotton base, same author. Okay. So he disagrees, he said, you don't mention the days. He says you have to lock, so you gotta mention the days. And he elaborates on it. Now the Rabba, so cotton dalad. Okay, again, he disagrees. And he says even the Mogan Avram will admit that at the end of the week you have to mention everything. Okay, so that's now we have a machokas achronim on this question, if you left out one or the other. The Prichodosh, Sivala, Sivatov Peites, writes, Mistabrili, since we pasken like the Rabbanan Bar Rashi, we count both, even though it's only Zeichel HaMikdash, okay, for everybody according except the Rambam, if you just mention the days, he said, he holds no good. Not like the Rambam. Tzorech Lachzul Lispor Brocha. At the end of the day, that's not the majority Shita. Okay, he learns that not, even the Rabbanan Bar Rashi, we count the days and the weeks, not like the Balamor. And therefore, whether he holds the rice or not, I don't know, but you're not Yotze, you got to count again. The Shemura quotes both opinions, some tough pay tests, you've caught in Zion. Okay, he says you count the days and the weeks, but if you mention just the days and not the weeks, Yei Shomer Shiyotze, but the Yei Shomer Shiyotze, but the Yei Shomer Shiyotze, but the Shuas Kedim. And therefore, he posits, do it again, but without the Brocha. Okay, but if you didn't, you're still in. You're not out. You can still count with the Brocha. But he says, look at the end of Sukkot and Zion. However, Imana Shua Solo Yamim, Kigon Shoma Bama Shvi, Hayom Shua Chavalois Kigamim, Kal, then Lechula Amalo Yotza. So at the end of the week, we're more strict to mention both. Okay? But during the week, he said something that Yor Yotza, that's in Sivkotten test. Okay, so that's a different machlokas, but it may revolve around this question of what is the, what is the Iker? The Sharat Seal, which I'll leave out now in Sivkotten test, he just says, if Sphere is Doraisa, then there's no reason to distinguish in days and weeks, okay? And would seem that if you missed one, you're not Yotze. So it's only if you hold it as Drabonon, okay? Unless you hold called Tikkun Rabbanon, okay? There I see maybe it's Drabonon also. Okay. One other Ha'ara, okay? And we'll finish off with this. What if I didn't get mixed up, okay? I'm sorry, I didn't omit one or the other, but I got it wrong. I got one of them wrong. I didn't do well in math. Okay. It was day 37. So I said it's 5 weeks and 3 days. Now what? Okay. So it's interesting. We know as a general rule that we'll go through it very quickly. We know this. All right. The Tosus in Menachos Samavov and Aleph quotes the Machokas, the Bahag and Tosus. The Bahag says you can count during the day with a bracha. That same Tosus, Zichron Mikdash. But the Tam says, no, you got to count at night. So the Bahag's make count during the day with a bracha. Ben Thompson, no, it's a nighttime mitzvah. However, Tosas and Megillah, Chaf Bey says part two, the Bahag says if you missed a whole 24-hour unit, you're out. Can't continue with a bracha. And Rabbeinu Tam said, no, you count with a bracha. Each day is different. And that way the Bahag is machmer. So the Shulchan Aruch rules in Tav Pei Tes, Siv Zayin Ches, if you miss a whole day, you can count. If you miss a whole night, you can count during the day with a bracha. But if you forgot a whole 24-hour unit, you can't count with a bracha anymore. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, I printed all the Mishnah Berurahs, but it's late, so I don't want to go into it. Starting with Sukkot, Lam, and Gimel. He says, because we're choshesh for all the shitas. Many people hold, you can count during the day anyway, even with a bracha, so we're choshesh not to make a bracha, because Rabbeinu Tam said you shouldn't make a bracha during the day. On the flip side, if you miss a day, Rabbeinu Tam says, so you miss a day. I miss a day at Tzon, I still have to put on Tzon tomorrow. They're not related. Okay? So there we'll say, no, you can still count with a bracha. But look at Lam and Ches. What if I made a mistake in the day and not the weeks? Or I made a mistake in the week. I got my math wrong, I got the day wrong, I got the week wrong. So he says, you're still in. You're still in. But at least you got something right. And the Bir Halacha elaborates on that. And he says, it may really depend on this machlokas. Maybe it's different at the end of the week and so on. So it may depend on the same machlokas. You know, what's the ik of the days or the weeks? I just, you can look that up. And it's later there. I want to just end with one thing from the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Tes, very interesting shita. It's a kula from the Beis Halevi. Well, I think I told the story before. The Beis Halevi was known to be machmer about certain things. So people complained to him, we're always machmer. So he said, this is a story, it's printed in a few places. I'm not always machmer. I have certain kulas. So for example, you know, he said that there are many people who hold that during a Aseres Mitzvah, you should fast every day, even Rosh Hashanah. You should fast on Rosh Hashanah. And others say, no, it's not right to fast on Rosh Hashanah, Yontif, and so on. He said, I'm Makel. You can fast on Rosh Hashanah. Right? That was one of his famous coolies. You want to fast on I'm Makel. Right? Or many people hold that, we know that on Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to learn Torah, except for certain things. So many say, even Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, even on Shabbos, you're not supposed to learn. He said, I'm Makel. You can learn. You can learn Erev Tisha B'Av. Right? All right, but this is a real coolie that he had. Gelik Aleph Siman Lamed Tes. If you hold the end of the week has a different importance, he posits the possibility that if you miss, let's say I missed day 23, okay? And I missed it at night, I missed it at day, I'm out with a bracha. But he said at the end of the week, I can count with a bracha. 28, 35, 42, 40, I can count with a bracha. Interesting shita. If you hold the end of it, because there's no shita to hold the week is thicker. So even though I blew the days, so now I'm out, so to speak, but I can count at the end of the week with a bracha. I didn't miss the weeks, unless you missed, well, one of the days you missed was 14, 7, 14. But if that's not what you missed, okay, you missed 31. Okay, but you can still count the end of the week with a bracha. A very interesting shita. Not everyone holds that way, but that's an interesting shita. Just end by mentioning one important point. Okay, a lot of people don't know. Many people say, if you miss, you're out. You're not out. You should still count Sfiras Omer, just not with a bracha. But the mitzvah applies, especially holds the Raisa, but even holds the Darbanan. It's still a mitzvah to count Sfiras Omer. I miss it, I can't do it with a bracha, but a bracha's not makev. I can't do it with a bracha. Many people think, oh, you count the Omer? No, I'm out. Doesn't matter. You should still count Sfiras Omer. Just not with a bracha. Okay, we should all be zocher to count Sfiras Omer and finish it b'shleimusa. Have right. A wonderful Shabbos.
Rabbi, you can stop the recording if you want.
Okay. Yeah.